What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Coosby. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if this is your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast we do every single week, and we pretty much talk about all the world issues, all the family issues, all the things that ain't issues. We talk about anything we want to, but we do it as two grown men that got our heads on straight, and we ain't in all these toxic, immature... insecure streets of the social media.
Yeah, hey, that's where I get my topics from, social media.
I mean, that's why y'all here.
I be in the social media streets.
I said, but we ain't in the insecure ones. We take a different street.
Yeah. I'd be on the highway by it.
You completely just misdirected that whole thing.
I don't be on the highway right by. I be on the Instagram.
He on a bypass. Anyway, fam, we usually kick this off every week with getting something off our chest. These are too close. I was looking in the wrong camera for a minute. We usually start this off with getting something off our chest. Goose, you got something you want to get off your chest?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see. Okay, yeah. My level's good. On the social media tip, there's this baby. She has to be two or three years old, and they're singing happy birthday to her, and he pulls out a champagne bottle. And he pops it, right? I'm thinking he about to, happy birthday, baby.
Yeah.
He literally.
Which should still be inappropriate.
Yeah, it's still inappropriate. But, yes, this man pours the champagne all on his baby's head. Whether it's champagne or apple cider, whatever the sparkling stuff is.
If it's water.
Yeah, if it's water. That's what my thing was. I wouldn't even pour water on my baby's head.
Like, right.
What are you doing? So he pops it and he just start dumping it on his daughter's head. Are you getting ready for the Buddha Club or something?
That's what I'm saying. You ain't seen that done. You ain't seen nobody do that to anybody that they respect.
Exactly.
It's just like, I'm going to empty out this bottle on your head.
Your head. Look, man, there's certain lines to be drawn. Stop crossing these lines. I feel the same way about that guy getting his hair done in that class.
That was lame in the last episode. Lines were crossed.
We see? Lines were crossed. And to expound on that issue, certain comments were saying if he was a part of the LGBTQ community, y'all wouldn't be concerned about it. Blase, blase. Y'all over... hypersexualize certain situations.
Give me one of them other mics.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's inappropriate to me? That's my question. So what's inappropriate? Him kissing them? He has to go that far for you to be like, oh, that's inappropriate? Or... like, where's the line? Like you said, lines were crossed. Like
people, this is the thing. This would be pissing me off too. That's cool. I got it from here. Who's to say that we wouldn't be equally as pissed off? Like, people say stupid shit like that, and they trying to put their own reality on, projecting their own reality on top of what somebody said, or they're skewing the situation, just basically miswording exactly everything that was said. We said a teacher.
Yeah.
Didn't say a straight man. We said an adult or anybody that has a problem with this, they would have a problem with it. We don't care if it was same sex, if it was a woman doing this with other little girls, or if it was a man sitting there and having boys fade him up, straight, gay, purple, green, it don't matter. It's crossing the lines, period. And this be the problem in these social media streets.
Yeah.
Is you got people that just come out, fly off. This is a realization I've heard people talk about and that I think I just need to shorten this. And a realization that I came to is when you watching a video or you go down to the comments, you got to understand a majority of the population is stupid.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and you see it. You see when you go down through the comments, people have a relief that they want. They got something they need to relieve that they can walk up in there in a cloak and nobody knows who they are and they can just say pretty much anything. Or some people just don't have a high level of intelligence.
That's true.
Because you take things, you take what somebody's saying and you don't comprehend it at all. Mm-mm. There's no comprehension. And then you spew out, well, what about this? Y'all wouldn't have a problem. That has nothing to do with what we said. Or what anybody, or at least that I've saw, said. They have a problem with an educator.
Yeah.
Letting these little girls, crossing the line and letting them touch him inappropriately, meaning his hair or whatever it may be. Yes, it does seem fishy. If this was a gay man, I'd be like, he's taking advantage of these little girls.
Yep.
Go get your damn hair done after school.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you trying to be friends with these little girls? Are you trying to be friends with their male friends? It's gonna go there every time. If it was a woman, why you letting these boys touch on her? Or why you letting these girls touch on her? That's crossing the boundary.
Yeah.
What did I say? Man or woman, you catching these hands.
Yeah. You damn, yeah, you did. You said man or woman.
You catching these hands. I got four boys.
Yeah.
I'd be damned if I found out some teacher, regardless of his sex, religion, what he identify or she identifies as, let them touch his hair. Or yeah, y'all can do that. What? First of all, I'm going to have a talk with my sons because they already know.
Mm-hmm.
At the age of nine, the nine-year-olds know. My 14-year-old definitely know. Now, Amar, he might come home and say, I'm like, hold on, what? And then I'm going to have to go talk to the teacher because he's just four. Like, now explain to me what he's telling me.
Yeah.
But they already know this.
And during the class, during school, like it's not after school, you crossing all the lines. They supposed to be in class learning.
Right.
And now they fingering through your hair and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember in high school, dang, that wasn't even the, it was the students' track practice. They were outside and the girl was braiding another student's hair. But I'm thinking, what if a teacher was out there getting their hair braided during track practice?
Right.
That we would still look at that crazy, even though it's after school. You still crossing the line, and you still
was that? Would they say it on our video, or was it a video that you saw?
No, that was in our comment.
Oh, good. Oh, I hope they come back.
Yeah, that was.
I hope they come back, and I hope they hear this. Go ahead, Goose.
You shouldn't, all of that should be done in a professional atmosphere.
Yeah.
I'm cutting your hair. I'm braiding your hair. I'm doing anything for you for service. Unless you're just one of my peers, then we're on the same level. But you have to draw the line. Yeah. No, sir. No, ma'am. This is not happening here.
Right.
We can do it in front of other. That's another thing. I guarantee you, no other teachers were in that room.
Right.
And if any other adult would have came in that room, he wouldn't have dared did that shit. Yeah.
This is, and I will just repeat something, being that, like I said, people don't comprehend very well. And I just repeat what I said last week. There's a problem with any adult making any child feel comfortable with a child or adult relationship that's not already a friend of the family or is not equally or more close to the parents. You are setting children up for failure. I said this last week. I'll repeat it again since we got people saying stupid shit. This is the problem. It has nothing to do with the sex or identity or anything of the teacher doing it. It's the fact that it's an adult making these children feel comfortable making a friendship with an adult. And he, in turn, is calling them his besties. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Try to comprehend that from people that have children.
Yeah. I brought that up because one of the topics. Oh, you got anything on your chest?
Now that's on my chest. I ain't got nothing on, man. You know what? I just been in a mental space of trying to be blessed and bless those around me.
Wow.
Just a very positive headspace. Granted, y'all don't always see it, but trust me, that's where I'm at in my head.
I've been going on walks and I've been getting into that space while I've been walking. I'm like, come on, man, you got this. Yeah.
See, I ain't been doing the walk because I'm on a calorie burn phase. So I'm on a treadmill. I'm walking on that incline for an extended amount of time, being that I can't do my bike like I used to.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Oh, what's going on? As a cashier, I believe he would have still done it if another teacher was in the room. My issue was the filming of doing it. Ah, so that's what Ebony's saying. She think he would be doing it if another teacher walked by. Why does this generation feel of the need to film everything? Oh yeah.
Well, that's man.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not an educator, but
in the high school I went to and the junior high I went to, things, and that's what the problem is. Things weren't filmed, mm-hmm. right? So no one ever knew this stuff was going on. So we didn't know our teachers, or you didn't know your teachers were having sex with students because none of this stuff was filmed. You didn't know in the band room after school, the band directors, the drum majors, all these folk getting down and dirty because ain't nobody ever tell you, or you had no clue because there was no filming. Now we have filming, and now it's, you're like, what in the heck? This is a shocker to people. Yeah. I never saw, and a lot of stuff went down in my high school, I've never saw a teacher getting his hair braided by one of the students just out in the open, period. And there was, what's this, 2000? When did I get to high school? 99? Freshman? We ain't had no cell phones. Wasn't nobody filming nothing. Yeah. That stuff wasn't, you weren't doing that.
Nah. It was definitely stuff happening. Like, I remember there was definitely the art teacher, she was real goth, like gothic, in the gothic. So she was real tight with all the gothic kids. And I know she was smashing a couple of them dudes. Like, that was a known thing. Like, one of them was like, no, they go together. And we all thought it was weird. Another teacher, she was definitely smashing one of the football players. Like, it was, like, we all knew it. It was just like, but even then, we was like, that shit dead wrong. She gonna go to prison. You know what I'm saying? Both of these are women. These ain't even men. These are women. We was like, they gonna go to prison. They never did. But this stuff was definitely happening because teachers, I mean, people be foul. Regardless of their position in life and career, people still be foul.
They didn't go to jail and they weren't prosecuted because it wasn't filmed. We didn't have social media. The kids didn't have somebody to tell or to brag to.
Yeah. Now, that's the thing. We didn't see it.
Yeah.
But everybody knew, like.
Yeah.
So was that like.
Oh, yeah.
It was talked about enough to where it was like, no, that was definitely happening. But we didn't see it.
One of my partners got kids with one of our teachers.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. Out of high school, his baby was being born, and you like, okay. Wow. But if we had social media, and
it would have been
to the person's point here, everybody feels like they have to film stuff.
My boy, he got a baby with the teacher, and he's on the shade room.
He smashed the English teacher.
Yeah,
it would have been known. All the craziness in the world would have been known. We would have nipped so much in the bud.
Tyson said, my brother smashed multiple teachers. God dang.
Yeah. Man, there was one teacher. It was, yes. If I would have pursued her, it would have easily went down.
Yeah.
Easily. But, you know, I might not have done it because I didn't have nothing to brag on social media, you know, whatever. But if we had social media or filming back then, a lot of this stuff would have nipped this in the butt 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm glad social media is around because now you get to see and prove to folk.
Oh no, there was a third one. I forgot about the third one.
Third what?
I ain't gonna say. There was a male teacher smashing one of the girls.
Oh yeah.
And she openly pursued that. We was like, pump your brakes.
Man, our high school, the hallway would be so thick full of kids. There was this white teacher smashing this black girl. And you'll be walking through the hall and just see them like on the lockers together. She just next to
hugged
him.
Up.
Not hugged up, but.
But it's kicking it together.
Kicking it together.
Wow.
I'm telling you, but see.
What y'all doing in Decatur?
Woo! Man. Man, we had it, man. It was that was crazy.
That's
but
sad,
if
man.
Social media was around,
yeah,
this stuff would have been seen and people would not be so I wouldn't even say naive, because you see what's happening and you understand what's happening. You just blind to the fact that this man is literally is morally, to me, morally wrong, right? So.
You said he had two girls fighting over the softball coach. Man, they need to.
Yeah, man.
Strict. I know. I remember seeing a whole bunch of wild stuff, but as a grown man now looking back on it, it's like, mm-hmm. shit is insane.
Yep. Them boys, they were getting it. And it's all because certain parents, guardians, were like, oh, they're just friends. The band teacher's picking up my daughter every morning to go to band practice. Oh, that's all they're doing. Man, listen, from experience, I'm telling y'all, your kids, when they get up, I used to get up every 6:30. I had to go to school and go run for wrestling practice early in the morning.
Yeah.
Y'all think I was the only person up that early in that school?
Goose done seen it all.
Huh? In those equipment.
The English wing. They ain't smashing again.
In those equipment rooms, in those locker rooms. Your daughters be up there. Your sons be up there with adults.
Yeah.
And you just thinking, oh, that's just, Jason ain't got a ride to school, so his coach come pick him up every morning. Man, don't nobody be doing that just to be doing it, man.
Yeah, there was one lady. She was mad cool. There was one dude that was definitely smashing, but she would let us use her truck and stuff and run around. But he had already put the work in. So yeah. We were just one of the beneficiaries. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, Miss, her name wasn't Miss Smith, but hey, Miss Smith, can I use your truck to go? Yeah, y'all do. I don't take my keys. We would all during school driving her truck. You think I ever let my parents know?
I'm saying, but if social media was around,
they was like, that ain't me, that's him. But I'm gonna use his truck though. I was going picking up my girlfriend.
Look at you
during school. It's just like, okay, can you come pick me up? I'm gonna show up late. Yeah, I'm gonna grab Miss Smith's truck. I'll come up here and get you.
This man grabbing Miss Smith's truck, a teacher truck, to go pick up it. Come on, you can't, man.
It was wild, man.
And y'all up here talking about, oh, it's fine. Y'all over-sexualizing stuff. Blase this, blase that. I'm going to say one more thing. I'm going to get off of this. I had a teacher. Now, y'all, in high school.
This is old as hell.
In high school, I had a teacher. I ain't going to say what subject, but I had a beard. At a chin strap beard high school.
So you had one in elementary school.
Yeah. Been having this for a long time. It wasn't like this. It was flat chin strap close to my face. My teacher, right? I go turn in my work, talk to my teacher, and this is during lunch. Like during this class, it was lunch period. So you had A, B, C, and D, I believe. Yeah. Go give him my work. Literally, as I'm handing him my paper, he reaches up and he caresses my chin.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What you do, Goo?
I was like, whoa, right? He said something in a different language, right? And I'm like, what does that mean? This man looked at me in my eyes and said.
I ain't falling for it.
No.
Oh.
It ain't one of those. He said, it's like, dang, I don't even know if I can say this word on this. I don't even feel comfortable saying it. Okay. He caressed my chin and said, oh, it feels like hair. This is ninth grade.
What?
This is ninth grade. Y'all, I took that class, 9th, 10th. 11th and 12th. Never went to class, and I passed with A pluses for the rest of my high school career. I went never to went A, back. B, C, and D lunch all the goddamn time. I come in and I salute him. Go.
Because he knew he messed
buy
up.
Buy my cookies and my Fruitopia and my fries, and I'd be in the damn.
He just gave you a pass. Like,
oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. That happened
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And guess what? I could have been like, oh, give me your number so we can text about my hair, chin, and shit. Come on, man. Wow. Y'all better wake the hell up. Yeah, that happened to me. I was violated.
You was?
Yeah, I was. But I already knew. I was like, Playboy.
I'm going to take advantage.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't got me one at least.
I'm about to. Hey, I used that period.
Could you imagine what your dad would have done?
Skipping school
out?
So much during that. Oh, man. That was my racking up season. That period, I'm off for a good 2 to 3 hours.
Man, I was in middle school, right? Mm-hmm. It wasn't nothing like that. I thought it was about to be. This is a woman teacher. Anyway, I didn't have her. I wasn't in her class. Mm-hmm. And I came in with something she taught. But anyway, I was coming down the stairs from like second floor, first floor, wrapping around the corner. And like we met at the corner. So I was like, oh, excuse me. And she stopped me, like blocked the door in front of me. And she leaned against the door. She was like, do you want to get by? I was like, yeah. She was like, well, you're going to have to do something for me. And at the time, I'm thinking, because at this time, she was older, but not, she was probably, when I say older in middle school, when I think back, she was probably like mid to late 30s.
And then Tank was probably 6'5".
No, this is the thing. She was old. She looked older, but she was always fine. Like, she had difficult eyes.
No,
she was
man.
Fine. And I was thinking, what's she about to say to me? She said, you're going to have to do something for me. I was like, what? Yeah. She was like, I'm going to need you to help keep your group a little more quiet during the assemblies. I was like, first I was like, whew. Then I was like, dang.
Yeah. He got that little tingle down. They're like, oh.
She said, I'm going to need you to help me keep your group of friends quiet. And anytime we do, it was something that she was, I was like, okay, yes, man.
y'all, to put some more sweetness in fondue and whatever on the cake, whatever, what you call it, icing on the cake. I'll try to get it. I couldn't remember the name. I said fondue. And the icing on the cake.
With more creme brulee.
More sprinkles, more ingredients. I was like, dang, what you supposed to say? It's icing on the cake. To put more icing on the cake about the story I told this to another individual. And this individual,
a student or another teacher?
No. I told this to another student, but to somebody. How old is she? I'm 40. I think this person is 28.
Now. Okay.
But she went to the same school in the same school district as I was.
Yeah.
And I told them that. And before I told the girl the name of the teacher, she said the name of the teacher. And she was like, oh, he's at such and such school, and he did that. He did something similar to a friend of mine.
Why ain't y'all did something to this man? Did something about him, Goose?
Man, it's fine, right? They can be friends with
man, shut up.
That's what it is. You can be friends.
I'm like, no, we can do something about
you can be friends. They can be friends. Hey, man. Hey, I'm out of there. I made it out.
Man,
I
survived. You're going to let me know.
Surviving DeKalb County.
I'm going to call the district. What's the district?
Oh, it's DeKalb County. I give you his name.
Yeah, I'm gonna call him.
They should do it.
We gonna look him up. I'm gonna call him.
Do an invest. It ain't gonna matter, man.
It is gonna matter.
Nah, they gonna say, you got to let people live and be who they are and be able to express themselves in whatever way, shape, form, and fashion they want to do that.
I'm so disappointed in you right now, Greg.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. I didn't know the dude was doing that there. I thought I was just...
You are never the only one.
I thought I just had that sex appeal.
No, you ain't that special. And ain't no tell how many kids he's doing this to.
That's true. Now you making me feel bad.
You should feel bad. You over here like, yeah, they said that. Man, we need to do something about this
fool. That's true, man. We need to. I filed some paperwork.
Man, shut up.
I filed some paperwork.
What does that mean?
I'm going to call in.
Some paperwork. What the hell?
I'm going to call in, man.
That's the most generic. I'm gonna start saying that.
I'm gonna file a civil suit.
Did you call
suit.
The bank to make sure they did that? I'm gonna file some paperwork. That's what I'm gonna tell them. Oh, we gonna take this food down, y'all. I don't like that shit.
Hey, yeah, that is wild.
You got 10 o'clock?
Yep. Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on, man. We ain't even
We're going to be real quick today, y'all.
Yeah. So I'm going
to
just skip.
I didn't expect that to go on as long as it did.
Yeah, it did go on a long time. I mentioned that because a Red Sox pitcher, former Red Sox pitcher, Austin Maddox, was arrested and ambushed by police because he met a girl online that was 14. He went to her house to meet up with her, and they arrested her. Blase, blase. I'm saying that because one of his excuses, I don't know if this was his excuse, but he could have easily said, to everybody's point, we're just friends. She's my bestie. All right? I needed to say that. All right, cool. Anyway, moving on.
I wouldn't be one of those arresting. They need a
They tackled them. They filmed
need a
it.
Unit just for that.
Yeah, yeah. Moving on to the main story is this airman, Navy airman, was killed by.
Hold on, how punctual do you have to be to this meeting?
I can come in, so I'm thinking 10 more minutes.
Okay, all yeah. right. I just wanted you to be in consideration
because my older brother they on it.
Okay,
he's on it.
Sorry, go ahead.
Airman in Florida. He was 23 years old. His name is, dang, I got all this down. Hold on.
I can't remember his name. Y'all, I think most people heard about it by now, I think. Because this was a week and a half, 2 weeks ago?
It was a week.
And y'all probably got his name.
2 weeks ago. Fortson. Hold on. I want to do this one right.
I know Greg can't have an episode without talking about somebody getting killed.
I ain't even gonna comment on that, man. Being serious.
God, you the bearded reaper.
Roger Fortson. U.S. Airman. They called.
Patriot.
Yes. They called black man. They called, he lives in an apartment complex. The apartment complex called saying there was some noise. There were some people fighting in their apartment. Police deputy came, knocked on the Air Force man's door. Roger opened the door with his left hand. So he opened the door like this. He had his gun,
yeah,
legal issued gun, licensed gun in his right hand. The officers right in front of the door. Literally, as he's opening the door, as soon as the officer saw the gun in his hand, he shoots and kills this guy. Point, period, blank. Didn't say police put the gun down, anything. Right. He just whop and killed the dude. I'm always talking about being compliant. Man, don't give the police no issue, blah, 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 blah. You know, this goes to why people don't like me saying that, because the police officer had no, how do you even approach a situation like this with your gun out, gun drawn, this guy was ready and already had in his mind he was shooting somebody. And that's the issue that I be having with that. On top of that, the PGA Tour's number one golfer, Scottie. Drove through Scotty Scheffler, white man, drove through a police roadblock, injuring a police officer with his vehicle. So now you done aggravated assault, and y'all know all these police officers be shooting bullets through windows, jumping on top of hoods of cars because he's about to kill us, and they go crazy.
I feel in danger for my life.
Yeah. And they go shooting through the vehicle. But with this golfer, he eventually stops. They arrest him and then let him go play in the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
What? You can't deny the discrepancy on this one.
Yeah, it was.
So that's really what I need to get off my chest. That's some bullshit. And then they haven't even named the officer. and the officers on, obviously, on administrative leave, getting paid, not doing nothing, using our tax dollars just to be sitting up on his ass just for the police chief. Guarantee you, he did what he had to do. His life was threatened type. I guarantee you that's going to come out. So
yeah, like I said, this is back when, like, when we had that other discussion. It's like we black people, we sick and tired of the bullshit. Like, the police was called to what's the young man's name? Roger Fortson's apartment complex, not to his apartment. Mm-mm. They just called and said they heard a loud noise. This man hears loud banging at his door. He can legally carry a firearm. If some you loudly bang at my door, I'm probably going to show up armed. Like, mm-hmm. Who is banging? There ain't nobody announced their name, announced nothing. Opens up the door. If the police want to draw, sir, I'm going to need your lawyer. You went, okay. All right, I can put it down. What the hell y'all want, though?
Yep.
No, they just open fire. See a black man with a gun and open fire. It's infuriating. And then you got the white dude drove through, injured. He would have been dead within seconds had he been a black man. Talking about it was a misunderstanding. I watched this president. It was a misunderstanding. I thought they was telling me to go over the cop.
Nah. Don't have. That doesn't happen.
He sat in jail, and within hours, he was already on the golf course. Yep. And, you know, it pissed me off. You should have heard him on ESPN and the announcers and the commentary. You know, this is incredible what he's able to do. You know, he was sitting in there, and then, you know, they kept saying unfortunate circumstance, but luckily he's back out. And how was he able to focus? Oh, it's just such a great thing. Pissed me off to no end.
Yeah, like he done overcame something.
Yep. Pisses me off. We sick and tired of that shit like this. One reason I don't like talking about the stuff on here because it truly pisses me off. Mm-hmm. It really does. Like this, and when I hear like opposing arguments to stuff like this, I'm like, anybody that has an opposing argument to the issue that black people have with the police is like, lets me know you're not either not listening, you're not capable of listening, or you don't care.
Yeah.
Like those are the only three options you got. I've had this conversation with many, many people that didn't understand. After the conversation, if they got it, they were just ignorant and didn't know. If they didn't get it, then they don't want to get it.
Yeah.
You simple as that. They don't want to get it. I told this dude I used to work with, I said, he kind of pissed me off because he was saying something about you all. I don't know if I talk about it out here. Well, you all got your president.
Oh, no. I never heard.
He was like, you know, I don't understand the problem. Like, you all got, you know, you already got your president. I don't understand the problem. I said, that's the problem right there. I said, the fact that you think that, oh, now everybody's on an equal playing field just because there's been a black president. Mm-hmm. I said, the problem is people like you, because you see issues, you hear different conversations than what I hear, and you choose not to speak up. I said, most likely from this conversation, it sounds like you're the cause of some of those conversations.
Yeah.
And then then to lighten it up a little bit, because he started in the conversation. I feel like I said this on here before. Starting on a conversation talking about Dave Chappelle, his special 7, what was it, Dave Chappelle 713? The special that he talked about when George Floyd got killed, mm-hmm. and everybody thought it was going to be this big long stand up, and it wasn't. It was like basically he was addressing the situation of that. Mm-hmm. So I said, "Have you seen Dave Chappelle's?" But he's like, "Oh yeah, I've been meaning to watch it." I'm like, "No, you should watch it. It's a good one." I said, "It's one of his best ones." So he texted me that night. He said, "Hey, what's that Chappelle special called?" I told him. His man didn't talk to me ever again. I was with that. I was on that project for about 7 more months. He ain't speak a word to me.
Yeah, he ain't. Because also, if you would have smacked his ass, then what? Talking about that? What? You got your president. Get the hell out of my face.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like you talk to these people and you see where they at mentally. And it's just like, a lot of times, it don't even piss me off. A lot of times, I just feel sorry for them. I'm like, either you have that much hate or you have that much ignorance that you don't see a problem with what you're saying.
Like, I don't know what us having a black president got to do with.
It's when we was talking about the whole George Floyd thing. He was like, he said something about, oh, well, you know, he was a you know, he's got a record and he was on drugs and he was a criminal. I said, did the cop know that when he killed him? No, he didn't. And regardless if he's a criminal or if he's on drugs, is he doing anything to endanger the cop's life for him to kneel on his neck like that?
Yeah.
I said, that's the problem. I said, do I have a criminal record? No, Marcus, I wouldn't think you have a criminal record. I said, I bet if I were to put a badge and a gun on your hip, if you thought I had a criminal record, does that give you the right to kill me? I said, all these school shootings going on and everything, if somebody goes to shoot up my kid's school, I was like, guess what I'm going to do? I'll probably get arrested because I might show up armed.
Yeah.
That day during the shooting, like, who's doing it? Mm-hmm. If I see you, if I were to put a in your head, am I justified because all the school shootings happen to be white men?
Yep.
You fit the description. Come on, let's keep this conversation going. Yeah. You fit the description of every single person that's ever shot up a school.
Yep.
Tall, 6'1" white man, blonde hair. You fit the description.
Fit the description of everybody that be stealing these kids too.
Yeah. I said, you fit the description of a lot of criminals.
Yeah.
But guess what? You also fit the description of the criminal-ass cops looking for the criminals.
Yeah. They be dirty.
He was stumped.
They be dirty. Dirty, dirty, dirty. They be dirty. Dirty, dirty, dirty. Matter of fact, if y'all ain't been, I keep telling y'all, look at this Karen Reed case. About these, it seems like a host of dirty cops are coming together to frame this one woman, just to piggyback on you and these cops being dirty. This looking to
telling you,
and all this it's crazy.
All these movies about Boston and cops, I'm like, I believe.
Yeah,
it's always in Boston.
In Boston, and they have generations of children. Parents and kids are like lying on the
stand. And they call them lying on the stand.
Yes, and they're like under the threat of perjury. This is your statement. This is what you're going to testify to. And they're like,
That's it.
He didn't do it. I saw this. I saw that. And they're like, okay, that's your testimony? Well, here's your first testimony last year. And you said the exact opposite. Which one is it? Well, if I said it there, I guess I said it there. But sir, you just craziness. Hey man, I got some more stuff I want to talk about. Anyway, you got anything?
Nah, let's go on and wrap it up, man. You got your meeting to get to.
I got a little meeting.
I'm happy because this is gonna be a short ass episode to edit.
Yeah.
week before last, where I had to do it twice, y'all talked about, I know a lot of people said it was a silent, the sound disappeared. I don't know what happened to it. So I literally had to edit the entire episode. Oh, go ahead, Goose.
Yeah. I'm going to holler at y'all. You can catch me on IG, GOOLZBY. You dig? Y'all have a good one.
Go ahead. Thank y'all for tuning in, fam. Goose said he got an urgent meeting. He's already kind of late. We are doing fixing shit. I'll probably do another just talk with y'all about some things because, I ain't got nothing that I'm working on right now. I can't think. And I got to drive home and I might think of something, but I'm trying to think of what projects I have going on. But anyway, we'll talk. Thank y'all for tuning in. Hope y'all enjoyed. Y'all can find me on Instagram. Oh, if you're listening, which one do I do first? Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. Y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to manshyt.com and check that out. And if you're listening, you can watch this on Tanks of TV, Let Us Tell It podcast. And if you're watching, you can listen to this across all podcast streaming platforms. And you can also join our Patreon. That's who I've been talking to over here on this camera. That's who I'm about to talk to once I get to the house. We do a little thing called fixing shit where I fix stuff. I show them how to fix stuff and I show them stuff that I can't fix. And we talk about that and giggle and all that jazz. Anyway, you can go to patreon.com/thatchickangel, sign up for the low of $5 a month. Till next time, fam, we will holler back at y'all. Y'all have a good one.